USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is continuing to testify before the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee on Thursday about how the DHS plans to address border security. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert asks how many illegal immigrants it will take for the southern border situation to be considered an invasion.
It says the federal government is going to keep the states free from invasion. That hadn't happened.
Some Republicans are calling on Secretary Mayorkas to resign over allegations that he has not enforced border laws. Secretary Mayorkas contends the DHS is effectively managing the southern border. President Biden is using the excuse technical factors for the nation's economy shrinking in the first 3 months of the year. GDP growth declined by 1.4% during the first quarter. USA Radio News.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Moderna is asking the FDA to approve its COVID-19 vaccine for children under 6. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
Moderna on Thursday submitted a request to the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine in children 6 months to less than 6 years of age. Efficacy in that age group was low in clinical trials. 43.7% for children ages 6 months to 2 years, and 37.5% in children ages 2 to 6.
American workers made fewer claims for unemployment benefits than expected last week. The Labor Department reporting 180,000 people filed first-time jobless claims last week. That's down from 185,000 the week before, and 2,000 fewer than analysts had forecast. The NFL draft begins at 8 o'clock Eastern time from the Las Vegas Strip tonight. USA Radio News.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, health care, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Life Line now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
President Joe Biden is reportedly considering canceling some student loan debt. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton claims those loans will become the burden of other Americans who take out other loans on Fox News.
Students who voluntarily made the decision to go to college and take up those loans, and just like someone who takes down a loan for a small business or a car or a home, should be repaying the loans. If anything, it should be the colleges and universities who so poorly serve those students to help repay those loans.
U.S. Marine Trevor Reed is back in the United States after being freed by Russia in a prisoner swap. Texas Republican Congressman Austin Pfluger was there when Reed arrived back in the United States. Congressman Pfluger tells Fox and Friends it was overwhelming to see Reed reunited with his parents and family.
I do believe that it's something positive to see that there is a line of communication between the United States and Russia. I hope that that can lead, to further releases of people like Paul Whelan.
He says Reed is receiving medical and mental health care. WNBA star Brittany Griner and former U.S. Marine and Michigan businessman Paul Whelan are among the Americans who remain detained in Russia. A New York woman is a mother of 3 sets of twins. Kimberly Alaracone now has 10 kids in all. The newborns, Kenzie and Kensley, are home from the hospital and doing well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.